morning, Econo Lodge Johnstown. May I help you?
Say what?
Good morning, Econo Lodge Johnstown.
Connor Lodge Johnstown?
Yes.
Is this the Motel 6?
No, well, it's Connor Lodge now.
Oh, you're not Motel 6 any longer?
No, sir.
But at one point you were Motel 6?
Yes, sir.
What day did you stop becoming Motel 6?
2 years ago.
Two years ago on this exact day?
No. I don't know what date it was, but it was 2 years ago.
Oh, boy. Okay, see, I was calling about the Motel 6, and you guys, you said you aren't Motel 6 no more?
No, sir.
Do you still have all the amenities of Motel 6?
Just about.
What do you mean by just about? That sounds like there's something missing. Am I not going to get free towels?
Oh, yeah. But, no, we have continental breakfast.
Okay, is that like...
Motel 6.
Like what's, well, I just want to make sure it's not going to be a mistake to stay there. What's on your menu for continental breakfast?
We have Danish and muffins, coffee, tea, and juice.
What kind of juice?
Apple and,
orange. Okay, you guys don't have any cranberry grapefruit juice?
No, sir.
And as far as the Danishes go, you said you have muffins and Danishes?
Yes, sir.
Do you have blueberry muffins? Do you have chocolate chip muffins?
Yes, sir.
Oh, chocolate chip and blueberry?
No, just blueberry.
Oh, so you...
We have blueberry, carrot, banana nut, and cheese.
Blueberry, carrot, banana nut, and cheese. Okay, you guys don't have anything with chocolate chips in it, though, for breakfast?
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy. Okay, that's going to be a problem. Do you guys have, I guess the Danishes, are they cream-filled?
No, yes. Some raspberry, apple, and cinnamon raisin.
Raspberry, apple. Well, I was wondering, okay, so there's nothing missing except the chocolate chip muffins. I mean, you guys are basically the same from you know, you're the exact same thing as Motel 6, but without the chocolate chip muffins?
No, Motel 6 never offered that continental breakfast.
Oh, really? I've had chocolate chip muffins there before, though.
No, not here.
Oh, okay. So, well, could I bring my own chocolate chips and kind of
like, sir,
stick them in the muffins? Okay. Well, that sounds real good. What are your rates for a double room?
What
now?
6208.
Is that before or after taxes?
With taxes.
That's with taxes?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And do you guys accept like credit card and stuff?
Yes, sir.
And like personal check?
No checks.
No checks. Gosh, that's going to be a problem. Do you guys accept like... I guess you guys said you accepted cash, though, right?
Right.
Okay, do you guys have weekly rates?
Weekly, yes, sir.
How much for?
43.60.
For just 1 week. I'm sorry, what's that?
43.60 a night.
Oh, you guys don't have, like a weekly discount, like if I were to, like, live there?
No.
So it's 4369 times 7. What's that? 43. Oh, no, I'm sorry. You said it was 6208 or 4307? Kayla?
$305
for 2 weeks?
For 1 week, $305.20.
How much? Well, $305.20 for 1 week.
Yes, sir.
How much? Well, how much for 2 weeks?
We'll just double that.
Okay. Well, I was wondering, I'm looking to stay for about 2 weeks, so I was just wondering how much it would cost. You said it was $300.02 for 1 week?
$305.20.
Yes. Okay, so $305.20 plus $305.20, what's that? Wouldn't that be like $610? Something cents.
$610.40.
Well, that's for 2 weeks, though, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How about just $600 even for 2 weeks?
No, I
can't
do that.
Well, I mean, that's like 99.9% of the cost I'm willing to pay. I mean, you guys can't give me a discount, just like $600 even for 2 weeks. How's that?
Nope.
You mean to tell me if I were to come down and give you $600 cash, you wouldn't let me stay for 2 weeks?
Oh, yeah, but you would have to pay the extra. I mean, we'd take...
Well, could you, like, send me a bill later, like the, you know, like those magazines that I don't pay? But I could pay like $600 up front, and then I could just kind of, you know, leave after 2 weeks, and then you could send me a bill for the $10.40, and I could just not pay that?
No.
Well, all I have is $600 for a room. I can't, you know, I can't get into a room for $600.
No, sir.
I'm sorry? Well, I mean, I understand, but I mean, I'm falling on hard times.
You can
pull
my leg, or you want to make reservations?
I have $600 in cash that I want to spend on a room.
Plus your tax.
For 2 weeks. Well, I mean, I figured you could just pay the tax for me.
No.
I mean, I'm giving you $600.
No. Work that way.
You can't work with me a little here, sister.
Don't work that way.
You don't swing that way. I'm giving you $600. Couldn't you just give me the room free for a night? Like a 13-day discount, you get 1 day free?
Yes, sir.
Well, it seems only fair. You don't sound like you're very good at bartering. You know, it doesn't sound like you really want my money.
I'm going to make money, not to lose money.
What's that now?
I said prepare not to lose money.
Oh, are you the proprietor of the business?
No. But I can't,
Are you like an employee?
I'm an employee, but I can't give you that kind of discount.
Could I talk to the manager? Maybe they can give me a discount.
No.
I'm sorry?
Not just another day.
No. Well, could you maybe give me their home phone number? I could call them up and ask them.
I'll give you their home phone number.
Oh, how about their cell phone number?
No, sir.
A pager number?
No, sir.
Like a voicemail number?
No, sir.
How about their email address?
Yes, sir. Just call your during the day and speak with them.
Jesus. I don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, how do you expect me to get by? I mean, I just have $600. You don't want my money? How about you put me down for a week and let me stay there for 2 weeks, and then I'll pay you for a week, and you pocket the difference without telling nobody.
No, sir, I cannot do that.
I mean, I wouldn't tell on you. I mean, you could keep the money.
No, sir, I cannot do that.
It would be like free money. You could, like, start a business on the side.
I don't think that. We don't do things like that.
Do you have any, well, gosh, I don't... Gosh, do you guys have any, walk-in closets?
No, sir.
Is part of the room, I don't know, is part of the room, like, sectioned off? Maybe I could rent the room for a week, and then I could, come on now, hear me out. This is a good idea. I could rent the room for a week.
It is not partitioned off. We have room with two double beds, and we have a room with a single bed.
Okay. Well, I mean, now I could put up...
And no, you cannot put nobody else in, rent it out to anybody else other than yourself.
How did you know what I was going to say? You're reading my mind. That was what I was going to say. I was going to say maybe I could get someone else to pay my rent for me by upping the rates, you know, and, like, advertising it, like...
Nope.
You are too good. How did you know what I was going to say?
Instinct.
So, do you guys like a lot... How about roommates? Like, I could get a person to go in on the hotel costs with me, and they could pay, like, I don't know, they could pay, like, $10. I could probably find, like, I could probably get, like, a homeless guy with like, a $10 bill.
Yeah,